Today somebody asked me a shaila. They said that they had received a bottle of wine as a gift, and it was a non-kosher bottle of wine, and as it so happens, they have to give a gift to their super anyway this time of year, so they wanted to know if they're allowed to re-gift a non-kosher bottle of wine. And then just today, someone told me, another Rav told me that he got a shaila that a group of people in this person's office place are chipping in to buy a nice bottle of wine for the boss. The boss is not Jewish, they're going to buy him a non-kosher bottle of wine. So he wants to know, is he allowed to chip in order to buy the bottle of wine? This is a very, very common shaila. Very often, if one works in a secular workplace, you get these kinds of gifts. So the shaila comes up, can you just re-gift it, or do you have to throw it out? So a little bit of background. There is an issur in the Torah called Yayin Nesech. Yayin Nesech is what we would call Tikroves Avodah Zarah. The Yayin itself is not the actual Avodah Zarah, but it's done as a Tikroves to the Avodah Zarah. Rav Shechter quoted that the Darkei Tshuva points out that with Catholics it may be different, because Catholics use wine and wafers in their religious ceremony, because according to their emuna, the wine becomes the blood of Oso Ish in Yana Diyama, and the wafers become his flesh. And therefore, the Darkei Tshuva writes that is Mamish Avodah Zarah. That's not just Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, like the classical Yayin Nesech cases that you will find in Shas. And that would lead to an actual Kula, because when something is Mamish Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that an Ovid Chavim could be Mevatel its status of an Avodah Zarah. Something that's a Tikrovas Avodah Zarah is not subject to Bittul Al Yidei Nachri. That's when it comes to Yayin Nesech. We very rarely have a case of Yayin Nesech anymore. What we deal with is Stam Yenam. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardeis and Kuvchav Gimel Sif Aleph Paskins that Stam Yenam Shalovdei Chavim, if you buy wine from or you have wine that was produced by a non-Jew, it is Aser Bahana'a. Why is it Asr Bahana'a? This is an Isser Durabanan and of Stam Yenam, not related to or not the same as Yayin Nesach. So it's Asr Midrabanan for two reasons. The primary reason, the real reason that the Rabbanan Asr Stam Yenam is the same reason they Asr Bishal Akum and Pas Akum. So this is in that grouping of things that they Asr Mishum Chasnus, Mishum Benoseyam, that you're going to come to marry their daughters if we have too close of a relationship with non-Jews. So, but if the only Isser of Stam Yenam were because of Benoseyam, then it would be Asr Beshtiyah but Mutter Bana. Just like the other items in that category are Mutter Bana. But that's where the second characteristic of Stam Yenam comes in. The Chacham were also concerned, a far-fetched chashash, that maybe the Nachri, who you're getting the Yayin from, was Menasech the Yayin L'Avodah Zarah, which is a very far-fetched chashash and would not have been enough reason to make the Isser in the first place, because if he was Menasech L'Avodah Zarah, he wouldn't be selling it to you, he wouldn't be interested in giving it to you, plus it's very, it's very unlikely. So, but once they forbade it anyway, because of Benoseyam, then they made the Gedra Takana such that it's also Asr Bana based on the Yayin Nesech element. So how does this play out Bisman Hazeh? The Shulchan Aruch Pasins Kufchav Gimel Sef Aleph that it's Asr to get any Hana'a from Stam Yenam. And therefore, even if one was gifted a bottle of Stam Yenam, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one is not allowed to use it for his benefit, whether that's to enhance a relationship, whether that's to make some money, one is not allowed to get any anah from it. However, the Ramah then writes, Ubizman hazeh she'enu shchiach she'umos menaschen avod z'chavim. Nowadays, that it's not so common that non-Jews will be menasech l'avod z'zorah, yesh omrim demago of the chavim b'yayin shalanu eino oser ba'anah rak b'shtiyah. That when a non-Jew touches our wine, it is not Asr Bana, it's only Bishtia, according to some Rishonim. V'chein Stam Yayin Shalehem Eino Asr Lehanos Mimenu. Stam Yenam is not an Isser Ana, according to this Deya, says the Rama, and therefore, says the Rama, if a guy owes you money, and he doesn't have any money to pay you, but you can collect in Stam Yenam, you're allowed to collect in Stam Yenam, Davi Kematzil Miyadam. And then he says, and it's not only if he owes you money, if there's any other sort of hefsid involved, like you already bought it and you're going to lose out if you're not able to resell it or to reuse it in some way, then it's going to be mutter. But lechachila, absolutely, you're not allowed to be doing business with Stam Yenam. And then the Ramah says, and yesh mekilin gam bazeh, and some are mekil even on that, even to do business with Stam Yenam, but v'tov lahachmir. We should be machmir, not lechachila, to do business with Stam Yenam. So the Taz and Sivka Katan Beis explains that since Bizman Azeh, Minigav Hasem B'Yodeyem, the Ovdik Chavim are not real Ma'aminim in their Avodah Zarah, and they're not Ragil and Nasich L'Avodah Chavim. That's not what they're in the practice of doing. Strictly speaking, it's Mutar Banah. So the only way that I'll be able to get paid back from the Nachri is by taking wine as payment, so I'm allowed to do it. Or if there's a situation of Hefsin Meruba. So where does that leave us? So certainly for a Sephardic Jew, nothing to talk about. It's Asr. He's not allowed to get any Hana'a whatsoever. What about for an Ashkenazi Jew who follows the Psak of the Ramah? So it seemed from a simple reading of the Ramah that you're not allowed to go and buy a non-kosher bottle of wine. But if there's some sort of Hefsid, you could rely on those Shitos that it's Mutzer to get Hana'a from. But is this enough Hefsid that someone happened to have gifted you a bottle of wine? So Marina Rav Shechter Shlita thought that is not enough of a Hefsid. Someone gave you a bottle of wine. You'll spend another $20 to buy a different bottle of wine that's a kosher bottle of wine. He didn't think that was enough of a Shasad Chak or a real Hefsid. I asked Rabbi Sablavsky, he also said the same way, as did Rav Neuberger. But when I pushed a little bit about the Ramah, Im Avar Vakana, the Ramah says that if you bought it already, so that's enough of a Hefsid. So yeah, that's talking maybe in Krakow in the 15th century, that if you bought it already, you probably spent a small fortune on it. But nowadays, if you bought it already, or were given it already, it's not that much of a Hefsid to begin with, and therefore they thought that we should be Machmir. Although there are other poskim that are makel on this issue based on the simple reading of the Ramah. The Chachmas Adam, however, adds in Klal Ayin Hei Sif Yodalid that L'chadchilo ro'i lesar, that in general we should go with the Machmirim on this. Shalarov haposkim gam bizman hazeh stam yenim asur gam bana. Most poskim hold that the stam yenim nowadays is asur bana. V'chein ro'i l'chol bal nefesh l'hachmir. And then he adds a word, v'yatzliach. And then every Baal Nefesh should be machmir about this, and then it'll be successful with being machmir. But he does say at the end that we can't get angry at people who are makel on this, and we can't be mocha biyadam, especially since nowadays ha'anius mitzuya, says the Chachmas Adam, people are very poor and this is the way they make their living, so you can't get too agitated about it. What about the fact that it's mavushal? Most of the wines are pasteurized, so does that help? If it's mavushal, now would you be allowed to get hana from it? So if wine is manufactured by a nachri, it's important to realize if a nachri does the manufacturing of the wine, the fact that it's mavushal doesn't do anything for you, because there's still the concern of b'noseim. That's the ikur iser. Mavushal helps for the stam yenim concern, for the yayin nesach part of the stam yenim concern, for the concern that maybe they were menasech, because they would never be menasech yayin that is mavushal, is considered a lower quality of wine. Pasteurization itself is the discussion, whether that would be enough to make something mavushal. The Rav Moshe held that it does qualify as mavushal, because all you need is for it to be Yad Soled Espo, and even if you're machmir about Yad Soled Espo, about what the on the high end, what Yad Soled Espo is, what is it, 160, 170 degrees, so the pasteurization is over 175 degrees, 180 degrees, so it would work as to make something mavushal. Tzelem Rav disagreed. He held that it has to be 212 degrees, and therefore pasteurization does not work. There are those that argue that mavushal shouldn't help anymore anyway. Rav Shechter pointed out there are those that argue that the guy can't even tell that it's mavushal. He's not going to know not to be menasik l'avodah zarah. Because what does it say to indicate that it was mavushal? It says mavushal. He doesn't know what mavushal means. So how's he going to know not to? And it tastes just as good. Sometimes it tastes better when it's mavushal. But nevertheless, our practice is to rely on Rav Moshe that would be enough to make it mavushal. But again, mavushal is not going to help for our shayla. Right? Mavushal is not going to help, because anyway, Stam Yenam is going to be Asr, because the Iker Takan of Stam Yenam was Mishum B'Noseihen. There are another two factors over here that have to be taken into account, though. First of all, there's another halacha that's based on the Mishnah, the 7th Parak of Masechah Shviyas, that you're not allowed to do Schora with Machalos Asuras. You're not allowed to do business with non-kosher food. Why can't you do business with non-kosher food? The Shach and Kuf Yud Zayin Sivkat and Beis says that you may unintentionally eat the food, or someone will think that you're eating the food, that food is in the Jewish business or the Jewish home and it's getting eaten. But there are two exceptions to that issur. Exception number one, the Yerushalmi says, and this is paskind explicitly in Shulchan Aruch Chuf Yazayin Sif Aleph, that this Isser of Schora only applies to Isurim Daraisa. Isurim Darabanan, there is no Isser of Schora. The Shulchan Aruch has a second exception, and that is if it's Nizdamin Lo. If you didn't go out to try to buy and try to do the, you know, the business with the Asr food, it came across your desk. How did it come across? You were going fishing for kosher fish. You were fishing for salmon. And one or two treif of fish came up in the net. You were trying to trap kosher animals to shech them, and then you ended up with some non-kosher food. So nizdamin lo, then you don't have to lose it. You're allowed to go and sell it. So when it comes to stam yenam, so from the perspective that it's only drabanan l'chora, you would think that right away we have enough of a heter, we don't have to worry about schora because it's only midrabanan. However, the shach seems to assume in kuf yud zayin simkat and yudalid that stam yenam is a type of a chamer dika yisr midrabanan, that we wouldn't rely on that alone, that it would be aser bischora because it's based on the yisr Torah of yayin esech, so that would raise its status to the point of being an yisr deraisa. But anyway, we don't have a nisr schora in our situation, in our case, because this is a case of nizdamin lo. You didn't go out looking for non-kosher bottles of wine to sell. Someone gifted you a non-kosher bottle of wine. So again, as far as the issue of getting hana'ah from stam yenam, so some poskim are willing to rely on the Ramah that it's enough of a hefsid that you're allowed to. Our poskim here in Yeshiva are not willing to, at least the ones I spoke to, are not willing to rely on that, that's what the Ramah means, that they say, no, the Ramah means when there's a serious hefsid, and it's not really a serious hefsid. As far as schora, with Machol Sasuris, it would seem that all would agree that it's not really a problem when it comes to a bottle of wine that you got. But there is one more issue that I didn't see discussed, but I think is a real issue. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Sadi Dalid tells us that it's Asur Lignov Das Abrios Fafilu Das Akum. You're not allowed to do Gnevas Das even on a non-Jew. And the Gemara tells us that Shmuel is the one that said this. But no, Shmuel never actually said it. It was based on the Maisa Shahaya that involved Shmuel that we were able to derive that that's what Shmuel held. Why, what was the Maisa that involved Shmuel? Shmuel was taking a boat ride somewhere and he asked his shamish to pay the driver, to pay the ferry driver the fare. And apparently you didn't have to use currency. You could pay in whatever, bartering system or something. So the shamish paid with a chicken, with a treif of chicken. And the shamish couldn't use the chicken, Shmuel couldn't use the chicken, but the ferry driver is a guy, so he could use the chicken, so he paid with the treif of chicken. So the Gemara says that Shmuel was upset at the shamish because he didn't let the guy know that he had no use for it. He made the guy think that he's giving up something that actually was valuable to him, and that he's giving it up in order to pay this person. So even though l'maynaf kamina for the person who receives it, it's going to taste the same whether you gave something up or not. But that's a gnevas das, that he thinks you went out of your way more than you actually did, or you gave up more than you actually did in order to give him this gift. So if you're going to give a bottle of wine that's a nice bottle of wine, it could be a very expensive bottle of wine that you received, but you would never give this bottle of wine. You only gave this bottle of wine because you have absolutely no use for it, but the fellow you're giving it to has no idea that you have no use for it. That l'chora would be an issue of Gnevas Das. So one would still need, even if you want to be makel on the Hanam Istam Yenam, one would still need to work around that issue. As far as the guy that was chipping in to buy for the boss, so a number of our poskim thought that that's already a situation of Eva, that maybe you can rely on the Ramah. Okay, have a great day, everybody.